Any use of force above routine handcuffing in the Sitka Police Department is subject to review. When 18-year-old Franklin Hoogendoorn was arrested on multiple charges of disorderly conduct and underage drinking last year, and subsequently stripped and tased in his jail cell by three Sitka police officers, the incident made it to the administrator's desk.
Chief Schmidt informed me about this event shortly after it happened, 14 months ago. He assured me that protocols were followed, that it was investigated, and corrective actions were taken. So this was not new to City Hall.
Mark Gorman is Sitka's municipal administrator. He says he was unable to publicly discuss the case at the time since it was in active litigation. Gorman and Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt met with local media to review the Hoogendoorn case only after a video of the jail cell tasering was posted on social media.
I did make a determination that this was within policy, that the actions of the officers were within policy, despite the fact that it doesn't look good.
Chief Schmidt sat before reporters with a list of departmental policies. KCAW's request for that list of the policies was denied by Municipal Attorney Robin Kocek on grounds that its release could jeopardize police investigations. But Schmidt did describe the procedures police follow when they take someone into custody.
For instance, you're going to be handcuffed behind your back, you're going to be searched, you're going to be brought to jail, you're going to be strip searched. People don't often know that, and there's very good reasons for that procedure. We've had contraband smuggled into the jail several times this year.
In the video, Hoogendoorn is physically stripped by the Sitka jailer and two officers. He's forced to his knees and then onto his belly with his hands and feet restrained from behind. Schmidt says that most people brought into custody aren't handled this way. They're allowed to step behind a screen and remove their clothing. After a search, they put on a jumpsuit. Hoogendoorn is repeatedly tased in the video and left motionless, face down on a plastic mat, wearing only his underwear. Schmidt says that Hoogendoorn was not being punished. He was being forced to comply with the officers.
Now, you can't see that very well on the videotape, but he's not giving them their hands. He's pushing off. At one point, he tries to kick the officers. And having just fought with them, they're still concerned that he's going to fight more. So hence the use of the taser. They're trying to get him to comply.
All charges were subsequently dismissed against Hoogendoorn. According to court records, the Public Defender Agency obtained detailed personnel records of one of the officers who arrested Hoogendoorn, Jonathan Kelton, who was involved in a fatal tasering incident in Roswell, New Mexico in 2013. The victim in that incident, Cody Towler, stopped breathing after being tased in a violent encounter with police. Although the death was ruled a homicide, Kelton and his fellow officers were exonerated when autopsy reports showed evidence that Towler's health was severely impaired by drug use. An incident report filed by the state of New Mexico indicates that Towler was able to overcome the electric current and pull the taser prongs from his chest. Sitka Administrator Mark Gorman might find that detail hard to accept.
I was just tased 45 minutes ago. I went up to the police department. Sheldon was before me on the ground, was tased, and I was tased by an officer in the leg.
Gorman says it was very uncomfortable, and he would have complied with any request of the officer administering it. Chief Sheldon Schmidt says Hoogendoorn's ability to withstand multiple taserings is significant.
It's pretty astounding that the young man was tased multiple times and didn't comply, that he was able to.
Yeah.
Because immediately you want to do. It hurts.
Schmidt and Gorman say they both will remain available to speak with residents about the issue. They'd like to rebuild trust in the community. Although Jonathan Kelton left the department in September of this year, the others remain. All are good officers, Schmidt says. And Gorman is keeping his line open to the Sitka tribe and other cultural leaders about another significant detail in the incident. Hoogendoorn is Alaska Native, and the three officers who left him stunned and motionless are not.
There's a national spotlight on this issue. The fact that it was a young Native male is concerning. We certainly want to be sensitive to that as well. Anybody looking at that video can't come away without questions and feeling a little disturbed.
Gorman says, "We have the responsibility to remain accountable to the public." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.